finally today, the legendary country western singer and songwriter Glen Campbell has a new album out.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time.
And it might seem strange if you remember that the Rhinestone Cowboy, known for hits like Galveston and Gentle on My Mind and his TV variety show, received a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, the degenerative brain disease, 6 years ago. Family members say he hasn't been able to communicate for some time. But back in 2012, after he formally ended his musical career with a farewell tour, he recorded a collection of vocals, and that has been polished into an album called Adios. It's a poignant farewell to his fans.
Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away?
We're joined now by his daughter, Ashley Campbell, who performs on the album, and also the producer of the album, Carl Jackson, one of Glen Campbell's longtime friends and collaborators. And they're going to tell us how they were able to coax out this final album.
We picked songs that Glen loved so much, and they were kind of ingrained in there. You know, he couldn't remember lyrics. That was one of the first things to go. But he didn't lose his melodies and that beautiful, perfect pitch and tone. That just didn't go for a long, long time. That was still there. So I think there was so much love in the room, maybe able to get some things out of him that maybe possibly somebody else couldn't have done. And I don't want that to sound wrong now. I don't want that to sound boastful or anything.
Well, you had a very unique relationship with him.
Yeah. Glen and
very
I
very strong friendship.
Glen's family.
Yeah.
Glen's family. Ashley's my goddaughter. It was a special thing that went on in the room. And there was so much joy, so much laughter, so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Glen's whole approach to having Alzheimer's was just pretty much different from anything I've ever seen before. If he forgot something, he would laugh about it rather than get sad. And we just went about it that way as a fun thing to do, and it was a total joy.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you both mentioned, that you and Glen Campbell go way back, Carl. And there's a song on this album I wanted to ask you about, Everybody's Talking. It's, I think, a favorite of a lot of people. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
I can't resist. I'm going to play the from when you perform this with Glen Campbell in 1973 on the Sonny and Cher show. And let's hear a little bit of that.
Now I'm a boat where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. I'm going where the weather suits my clothes.
A little bit faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit faster. A little bit faster.
Ambitious banjo picking.
Yeah. I thought it was, I was really proud of that, the fact that I played that with him back years ago on that show, and now to have Ashley play the banjo part on this recording, it just means the world to me.
Thanks for throwing me that bone, Carl. You could have easily done it, but thank you for having me do it. Seriously, though, it meant a lot to me.
I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather my clothes, banging off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone.
In your own right, I just have to ask that as an artist yourself, I'm wondering if you felt a bit of pressure, because I know you know what a high level of performance your dad had attained. And I just wonder, did you ever feel any pressure to see, do you think we can achieve that level that he would be proud of, and that you yourself as an artist would be proud of?
Yeah, well, I've never felt like I've ever had to directly compete with my dad, because he, in my eyes, he's on a completely different plane from me. But, you know, being his daughter, I've definitely felt a pressure, not from anyone else, but from myself, to be the best version of myself that I can be. And in that way, to honor him, yeah.
One track that's getting a lot of attention is Arkansas Farm Boy. And let's just play a little bit of that, which sounds like it's a ballad of Glen Campbell's own life. Here it is.
The seventh son born to an Arkansas farmer and a hard-working mother of 12.
ever could find any time or a dollar that she could just spend on herself.
Carl, can you talk a little bit about Arkansas Farm Boy, how it came about?
Sure. Glenn told me a story about his granddaddy teaching him how to play In the Pines on a $5 Sears and Roebuck guitar. And I just thought, wow, that's really cool how that $5 guitar led to a huge fortune and fame and stardom all over the world. And so I got the idea to write the song from that.
On a $5 guitar that led to a fortune, I'd trade just to go back in time. Oh, the weeds had grown high on the farm back in Dixie, where cotton and corn used to grow. And the memories run wild in this Arkansas farm boy who'd give all he owns just to go.
We were on a flight, I want to say to Australia. I know it was in the mid to late 70s while I was touring with Glenn. I toured with him from 72 to 84. And I just started writing the song on the plane, and it all came together. And I mean, he was and is the Arkansas farm boy. So it's a huge honor to hear him sing it in first person, to sing it about himself.
I do want to mention that we're taping this conversation on Friday, which is ahead of your performance at the CMA Music Festival there in Nashville. Will you be performing any of the songs on the album?
Not for my show tomorrow, but today I'm performing a couple songs from the album with Carl and my brother Shannon.
Before we let you go, Carl, maybe I'll ask you this question. Has Mr. Campbell heard the final product?
You know, when I go visit him, I've played him some of it. You know, Glenn's not, I mean, I have to be honest, he's not really able to communicate anymore. But I just know in my heart that it means the world to him. And it just means the world to me that we could do this for him and have him go out on something that I believe just reaffirmed that whole thing that Glenn Campbell's the best.
That's Carl Jackson and Ashley Campbell talking about Glenn Campbell's farewell album. It's titled Adios, and I think maybe we'll play a little bit of Adios now as we say goodbye to our guests. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Adios. Adios. We never really made it, baby, but we came pretty close. Adios. Adios.